Conversations with the Mayor is presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we have the Mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, on the phone right now. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure, and good afternoon, Aaron.
And we've got a board meeting coming up tonight. Last Friday's coming up this weekend, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But, of course, everyone over the weekend was very disturbed to see the demonstration of Klan members in downtown Hillsboro. Also, simultaneously heartened at the response of the community coming together to make it very clear that those were not the values that were in any way representative of that town, our community, and us as a community together.
Absolutely, Aaron, and that is really the story. Certainly the Klan appeared here in Hillsboro. We understand that most of the people who were of those Klan members are from out of town, if not all of them. But the real story is just the way that people dropped everything that they were doing, 5-1, 10-1, and came out and immediately sort of organized themselves into a demonstration that the Klan's message is absolutely not welcome here.
So what was your experience? When did you find out? What was kind of the town reaction?
Well, I got an email from the Mayor Pro Tem, soon to be the new mayor of Hillsboro, who said, "Did you know this was happening downtown right now?" And she had gotten a text from her husband. And so I immediately went down, who had just been driving by. And so I think that's how people were finding out. I mean, people literally drove by, saw some Klan members just getting out of the cars and walking at the corner in their robes, not only with Confederate flags, but KKK flags and banners. And people stopped their cars and parked and got out and immediately began to gather to protest and say, this is not what we want in our community. I saw shopkeepers there. I saw some folks were, quickly organized, get somebody to take the kids so somebody else can go and stand in the corner and be part of the community. Saw folks from all walks of life were there, and it was people taking it very, very seriously that the Klan made an appearance here. It really did not last all that long, but very, very quickly the town just stepped right up, and that heartens me about this community. Made it really clear that this this message of hate from the KKK, neo-Confederate, white supremacist, is just not something that is part of our community.
And both Hillsboro Police and Orange County Sheriff's officials were on the scene, I presume, just to keep the peace and make sure that there wasn't any violence or anything like that. But there were concerns about some of the KKK members allegedly having firearms, which would actually be in violation of state law. Is that being investigated at all, or...?
I believe it is. The yes, I would say, actually, I was there fairly early, and law enforcement, both the Hillsboro Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, responded very, very quickly, I believe very appropriately, were quickly on the scene, kind of dispersed around, and kind of, again, they're trying not to amplify or create problems, but to make sure that they are present to keep people safe. And so there's quite a number of officers who were on the scene. My understanding is, certainly I am trying to look into the allegations that there were some weapons being carried by some of the members there that is in against state law, and so that's something we are concerned about, sort of looking at seeing how exactly was that handled in this particular situation. But probably more importantly, should this situation arise again, if there's make sure that we understand kind of what we want to do when we go forward. That's something that's a little bit different. And I'll also say that this this was something that neither the town nor the police had any advance notice of happening.
Keep going. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Sorry, I thought I interrupted you there. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Final takeaways from this. Is there now discussion about what to potentially do if this happens again?
Well, absolutely. I mean, so we've been having some Confederate flaggers, and then generally a pretty large outpouring of folks in the community who want to somehow show that. And stand together that this is not acceptable in our community, these messages of hate. I would anticipate that this might not be the end of it. And so both from folks who really want to do something to bring people together and to also just learn as we continue to have these incidences that now have been escalated with the Klan involved, that our law enforcement is ready, that our town officials are ready, and certainly looking at, are there any different kinds of ordinances we need to put into place? But we're also trying to be very, very thoughtful about what we're doing and not have a knee-jerk reaction and try to have some kind of response that's actually going to create more problems. Mm-hmm. So I know I've talked with my fellow board members, certainly with after I leave this telephone conversation, I will be talking with some of the town management and our police department in advance of our meeting this afternoon or tonight. And then our police department is working in partnership with the sheriff's office. We're taking this very, very seriously and looking at what can we learn from this and what is the best way to handle this going forward.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, again, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website for more information on town government. And Mayor, as you just mentioned, there is a town board meeting coming up tonight, 7 o'clock in Town Hall. What's on the agenda for this evening?
Well, the primary thing on the agenda is a further discussion that we're having of the widening of South Church Street. And so I know some of our staff have put together some information about trying to visualize what it is that we see on some of the plans. What we know about that South Church Street widening is that we're making some decisions now that probably we're not going to start seeing construction until maybe 5 years from now. And then, not completion for 10 years. And so what is it that we're actually talking about? And so we're going to have a little bit more thorough discussion about the South Churton Street. We have a few other business items to take care of. I suspect we're going to add to the agenda discussions about the latest incidents and what the our community plan is going forward in case we have any more demonstrations. I've just gotten word that we might also have on our agenda some folks who are coming forward through the permitting process to see if they can have some kind of, community building, no hate here kind of event. And I don't have much information about that now, but that is something that certainly we would be glad to put on our agenda tonight. So it's kind of evolving. We try to be responsive as these issues are in our community. So it ought to be an interesting night, Aaron.
HillsboroughNC.gov for more information, including the full agenda for that meeting. Other info on town government located there, too. You can also go to visithillsboroughnc.com for a calendar of events and happenings in Hillsborough. And as we wrap up this conversation, Mayor, got to get the word out about last Friday's art walk coming up this Friday the 30th, right?
That's right. The art walk, the concert that's on the courthouse lawn. It's one of the signature events of Hillsborough. It's fantastic. Also, starting this past Sunday is the Sundays in Hillsborough. Concerts have begun, so every Sunday there's also a concert on the courthouse lawn. It's a great time to come to Hillsborough. And, to bring it back to this whole conversation that we've had, Aaron, the KKK appearance here was sort of one small part of an otherwise really wonderful day in Hillsborough where there was music, where, you know, kids were having birthday parties, people were in the shops. The governor had actually visited earlier, and the Red Clay Ramblers playing, and, you know, was here with the North Carolina Poet Laureate. And, you know, Hillsborough is just a wonderful place. And so occasionally I'll see comments about, you know, oh, gee, is it safe, or is this the kind of community we are? And not to any way kind of minimize the appearance of the KKK this weekend, but to say this is, Hillsborough really is a wonderful community. It's a safe community. It's welcoming, and it's a lot of fun. And so generally we have a lot of things that are going on, including last Friday. So encourage people to come on out. People ask, what can they do? One of the things you can do is keep supporting your local businesses and shops and restaurants, as well as coming to events, and just continue participating in that sense of community that keeps us and bonds us together.
Sounds good. Again, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings in Hillsborough. Hillsboroughnc.gov for more info on town government. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.